You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk with one of our sponsors, Tom Mativier from Wagon Tails Pet Resort and Grooming. Welcome, Tom.
Well, good morning, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. Tom, one of the things that I noticed when I first came in and talked with you was that I was amazed at how you had set up a facility to be able to accommodate people who needed to board their dogs or their cats. And really, you have an outstanding facility for doing that. Can you explain kind of where you came up with the idea and how it's evolved?
Actually, it wasn't really my idea. I was fortunate enough to come from San Diego and step into a business that was already up and running. Wagon Tails Pet Resort is a facility that took into consideration the stress level of pets when they're boarding, because a lot of times pets just are not used to being away from their people. And even just coming in for grooming, when they're dropped off, you can see the stress level increase with the pets. And it's absolutely imperative that when the pet comes in, that we do everything possible to calm the dog down, short of medication, of course. our facility is set up with the intention of keeping it as close to home as possible.
Well, Tom, I've been to your facility, and I think there's a little underestimation of what the outside point of view would be when you see what you have there. It's like little homes for your pet. It literally, when you walk in, you know, you've got a living room set up for every little animal. Whether you're a teacup chihuahua, it's a small little room, or you're a big St. Bernard, you've got a pretty fantastic arrangement. Tell us how you decorated these rooms and what went into decorating these rooms.
Well, there's different themes that we use. We've got a golf room. We've got grandma's kitchen. We've got the wine cellar. We've got a Disney room. So it really is fun to, you know, especially when we're redoing a little bit, to come up with a new theme. So it's a lot of fun, and it's also fun for mom and dad to bring the pets back into the kennel, sure, which we do.
Do they ask for specific rooms?
We do have people that ask for specific rooms. We've got a couple of rooms that have log cabins in them.
Yeah, kind of a ghost state room.
Right, right.
I'm not going to put my dog in that U of M room.
Well, it's funny. We had somebody going down to the Masters about a month ago, and they wanted the golf room.
I'll be darned. That's great. That's great. And the other thing I saw in there was a TV set. You know, what are they watching in there?
Well, believe it or not, some dogs actually do watch TV. My dog does, specifically Animal Channel, of course. Basically, it's, I think people, at least I do, when I leave the house, I leave my TV on for the dog. Uh-huh. And basically, that's what it is. It's kind of a familiarity for the dog, and also it keeps the noise down from the outside. So if there's some barking or commotion going on in another part of the kennel, they're hearing basically the TV. So,
Rick, I do think that when you mention small rooms, I've stayed in some places in New York that candidly make those look quite large. So I would not underestimate the size of the rooms and the fact that each of the animals do have. I'll tell you, Tom, what impressed me was when I was in your facility, I saw a little cart that was being rolled around with all these different toys and bones and things. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, I wish at a hotel someone would roll around with a cart with toys and things for me to chew on.
Come on, Lee. You know that lady showing up with a cart of food at your doorstep every day. So, you know, it just depends on what entertains you.
Well, but the point is that what you've done over there is you've created a place where when you're traveling, you worry, oh my goodness, is my family member being treated well, or are they sitting in a cold antiseptic kennel? And I've got to say compared to what they're getting at your place. I wonder if their home accommodations are as nice as what they're getting over at Wagon Tails.
Yeah, exactly. That's really the whole idea behind it, is to be as comfortable for mom and dad, you know, for their trust, and also for the dog. And like I mentioned before, we really pride ourselves in it being a stress-free environment for the pet. When the pet does get stressed out, we jump on it right away. You know, we try to find out what's going to unstress the dog.
We're talking with Tom Mativier, the owner of Wagon Tails Pet Resort. Tom, I would imagine that when it comes to getting accommodations there, there is a limit to the amount of space that you've got, and a lot of people like to travel at the same time. We've got one of those weekends coming up with Memorial Day, and then again with 4th of July. How often do you actually reach no vacancy points, and how far in advance do people need to book reservations in order to make sure that their pet does have, whether it's the golf suite or the hockey suite or whatever the heck else there is available?
Mama's cooking.
Yeah, I mean, how far in advance do they need to book that reservation?
Thank you, Lee. We are a small facility, and because we are a small facility, we do book up early for holidays and during the summertime. We always suggest that as soon as you know what your plans are, to go ahead and make plans for the dog or for your kitty. So.